She's marrying who? Listen to me on the Friday Bitch, 7 o'clock, nettalkradio.co.uk, every Friday and every Tuesday for your slice of gossip. Yes, you're listening to Ambrosine on the Friday Bitch Daily Gossip Banter. Forgive me, everybody, because yesterday I was supposed to do a show and ended up in casualty, in hospital the night before. I'm not going to tell you exactly what for, because it's rather embarrassing. It's a woman's problem. But, so I didn't do a show yesterday. And even if I could have done a show yesterday, I still don't know how to upload these iTunes, iPod-y thingies. I'm still completely computer illiterate. So you're probably going to find on the gossip section of iTunes different parts of me everywhere, which is very nice. But one part of me has a graph and the other part of me doesn't. But down to the daily gossip. First of all, World Cup fever has sprung again. The Chavs are out with their Union Jacks or their just crosses of St. George's, because we're not allowed to fly Union Jacks in Britain. No, we're not. We're not allowed to be British. But the Cross of St. George are flying everywhere over the UK. And, how common is that? Absolutely disgusting. But the World Cup, as you know, is one of my pet hates. Apparently, I heard yesterday that Israel has sold the World Cup viewing on TV to a private company. So the private company has taken the World Cup to be televised and they have to subscribe to see it. However, nobody has signed up to see the World Cup. Around about only 10,000 people have signed to this private company to sign up for World Cup broadcast, which means all the pubs and all the clubs and all the cafes around Israel would have to pay around about 1,500 shekels to watch the World Cup. You know, like when you go into a pub and you see all the football televised, which is the fun of it, that you can go somewhere, you can go on the beach, you can go somewhere and you can actually watch the World Cup in your local, in your cafe or your bar. Well, unfortunately, Israel can't do that at the moment. So probably what's going to happen is you're going to have a group of friends around buying the World Cup for about 1,500 shekels and inviting all their friends around. Here in the UK, we can see it on good old bitey BBC. Good old BBC, keeping the World Cup for us. It's a shame. I would rather watch The Sound of Music. Anyway, a couple of little points. Patrick Swayze. Now, we heard the other day that Patrick Swayze is coming to London to star in, not Dirty Dancing, but Guys and Dolls. I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. He's coming over here to star in Guys and Dolls. Why doesn't he come here to star as the lead part in Dirty Dancing? Surely the amount of people that would go to see that show if it had Patrick Swayze, good old Patrick Swayze, as the lead, quadruple the amount of people going to that show. So I have absolutely no idea why that is. They wanted to get an unknown as the lead in Dirty Dancing. For me, there can only be one baby and there can only be one Patrick Swayze, and that is Dirty Dancing to me. And unfortunately, I think that was a dreadful mistake. It is like doing the new Starsky and Hutch and they're going to do a new A-team without the real A-team. It doesn't work. So I want to campaign for Patrick Swayze, the Hollywood heartthrob, to come over here and to actually star in Dirty Dancing. I'm sure it's not going to happen. But what a missed opportunity that was. Anyway, on to British news. Mcosy. I thought that was the last time I was ever going to say that word, Mcosy. Well, anyway, according to one of the gossip sites on the internet, Mcosy and Russell Brand. Russell Brand is fantastic. Apparently, Mcosy said she had a 6-week affair with Big Brother Big Mouth presenter. Isn't that amazing how you actually remember how much time they've had an affair for? You know, like when you were kids and they used to say, how long have you been going out with Tom? And you say, oh, I've been going out with him for 2.5 weeks. Is it funny how people keep track of time? Anyway, Mcosy, slapper, she has been having a 6-week affair with Big Brother's Big Mouth presenter, Russell Brand. Apparently she said, and I quote,
he was an insatiable lover, and while he wasn't exactly well endowed,
he knew exactly what he was doing.
she told Closer magazine. Apparently, Russell Brand is since thought to have replaced her with Kate Moss. I don't know if I believe that. Apparently, he's also reported to have made a play for Hearsay singer Mylene Klass. And it says that Russell Brand is a little promiscuous and sex obsessed. Well, thank God, he's a man. He's a man. What else do you want him to be? You want him to be a vicar or a priest? My goodness me, he's a real man. Anyway, too fat or too thin celebrities. Now, for me personally, I've gone up and I've gone down and I've gone up and I've gone down and now I'm now again with my weight. Which is what most women do. You know, sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, sometimes we've put on weight, sometimes we haven't. Anyway, apparently, another member of the Slim Squad, or the Skinny Brigade, has broken out and said that there's too much speculation surrounding her weight. Sin City star Brittany Murphy says, and I quote,
that she has never suffered from an eating disorder despite the rumours. She says she appears slimmer
because she has grown up. Well, that's great. So now I'm 39. I should be as skinny as a twiglet. I should be really skinny. But it says the 28-year-old says,
I'm the same size I was in
Clueless. Well, I'm clueless to what that was because I really don't know. What was Clueless? I've never seen that.
It's just the weight in your face changes. It's just the weight in your face changes as you get older.
She said, I used to
feel embarrassed about being too tiny. I had a publicist who told me that I should cover my arms up in photographs. I said she meant well, but it made me really self-conscious.
Then I came to terms with it.
This is my body. I'm proud of it. Who cares? Now I've stopped trying to eat 12 eggs for breakfast. I'm healthy, which is the most
important thing. Unbelievable. Has anyone seen Brittany Murphy? You know, has anybody seen Brittany Murphy in Internet La La Land? You know, Internet Murphy, she is the equivalent of a piece of spaghetti. Seriously, she's as skinny as a piece of spaghetti. In fact, a piece of spaghetti is fatter than her. That's quite good coming from a fatso like me. Anyway, guys, that's enough gossip for today. And I will be speaking to you again tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll learn how to upload this to iTunes. And we have our Friday Bitch show on Friday, our full-length 45-minute show coming out then. So I'll see you tomorrow.